And you were talking about animals?
Well, we've got a Russell Griffon, and Bella is super hyperactive. And since we've been using a clean sweep, she is calm most of the time. I mean, it's a drastic, drastic change. And then we've got other clients that try the same thing, and they're getting the same results. And what we do, we spray it on the just a little bit on the stomach and a little bit under the neck, and that's all we do. And we'll spray just a little bit over their space too, but within a minute, you can tell the difference.
It's Dr. Jack Liggett, veterinarian in Florida, and I'm wondering if you've used it on any cats to calm them down. Cats can be pretty tough to handle, and they sometimes you can't even handle them at all. And we have a product that's made from the saliva of cats that helps calm them down some, but this sounds a lot better. And you say you just spray it on their throat area and their stomach.
So, yeah, that's all you do. You can spray it around their space a little bit, but usually I just spray it under their neck and then do a little bit under the stomach, and that's it.
How many times a day do you do it?
I just do it two times.
Three times, did you say?
Two times.
Two times a day?
Yeah.
It's be worth trying on some of, as far as you say, calming them down, is that right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it was absolutely dramatic because Bella just, every time there's a sound or anything, she reacts to it. And now she's cut that out almost 80%. She's pretty calm, yeah.
Do they get sleepy and go to sleep, or they just?
Yeah, it relaxes.
Just relax them.
Yeah, it relaxes, yeah.
I think another product which we plan to discuss today, stress relief, can help cats, because we had reports from veterinarians using stress relief and giving them just a sip of some energy of stress relief into mouth, and they really calmed down.
Yeah, I've used the stress relief, but I thought this being external might be a lot easier because some of them you can't get to their mouth.
No, you can't.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Doctor. I appreciate it.
You bet.
When it comes to large animals, we talked about kitty cats and dogs and so forth, but I had five horses that had to get trimmed the other day, and a couple of the girls are a little ornery with my farrier. So I top-dressed their feed when I fed them in the morning with a solution with 20 drops of stress relief in, made a little, in water, and I put it on their sweet feed. And then I sprayed them with just a regular fly spray show sheen, and I put the clean sweep in the spray on the horses, and I sprayed them all before he got there. And you'd have thought I had five old draft horse plugs. So it worked really well on large animals, too. And I mean, the two girls that gave him a hard time last time pulled their feet away and danced around and everything. They just stood there, picked up their feet, and he did his thing, and he was done in record time. The animals are very, very sensitive to adverse energy. They feel the energy, especially, we're talking about dogs and cats are carnivores, but the herbivores sense danger by energetics. I've done this 100 times, had the horses have their head in the corner eating that, and you take a laser and you shine it on, a pen laser and shine it on their butt, they'll look around every time. From 20 feet away, they'll feel that energy because that's where danger comes for them. So their sense of energetics is incredibly higher than ours because it's life or death for them. So I would check this out if you have pets in small or large animals.